pity. Please, don't be afraid. I have you now. You're within my reach. There was an accident. It was at the fault of no one. These things just happen. Please do not be sad. The ones you left behind are mourning you greatly. Over time, the tears will stop. Let's not add to them. You would wish for only happiness for them, correct? A great life that is long and prosperous for them? You are unlucky. Your life taken early. It happens to those who do not deserve it. Do not fret. The angels are with you now. You have a choice to make. You can come with me. Forget about this type of existence. We are in purgatory. You're free to walk around and go where you please. However, if you linger for too long, I cannot take you with me. If you want to visit family, watch over others, then this is permissible. I don't mean to rush you. What happens to you on the other side? Well, it is like what you envision with heaven. You can make many choices. You can visit your family, the ones known to you. You can go back as far as you like. You will not be able to meet those who did not cross with an angel, or those who made another choice. Well, that choice, they aren't here yet, so maybe there's no need to discuss it as...
I made it. Worry not, I am here at last. Oh, yikes. That's what happened to you? Ooh, that is unfortunate for you, buddy. I've not had a bad one like that in a very long time. Well, they, attempted to resuscitate you, but, well, when your skull is mimicking an egg, success rate is pretty low. There's only so much they can do for you. I'm not really supposed to share details, but what's the afterlife if you haven't done a few naughty things? That's why I'm here. Long time no see, Angel.
Likewise.
Seems like she was ready to just snatch you away. Let me do some real explaining to you. You have 3 options, bucko. You go with her, live in your idea of heaven. Well, yeah, I mean, everyone is technically right when it comes to beliefs and all that jazz. The blueprint is the same. Family's up there waiting to hang out with you, Valhalla type stuff. If you want to see your buddies and drink mead every night and catch a game, then roast it by the fire. You get how that stuff works out. You're not that young to understand. Numero 2, you stay here. It's weird if you do. Basically, you know, omens? You could be one with the shadows. A whisper in the wind. A will-o-wisp. Lots of different things going on with that. You wouldn't stay as you are now, in a full form. But you'd be able to manipulate and interact with the living world. However, you can manifest it. There's a few avenues you can explore, but it's a journey that you take by yourself. No one can accompany you. It's more what your soul is drawn towards. Then you can come with me. We go down to heck. Can't say the word. Might be offensive. Basically, you would become my little playpiece, doing my bidding, that kind of thing. Basically, I can look back and see all of the good and all of the bad deeds you've done. The only thing I cannot see is what your purgatory state is. If I take a good look at you, you're pretty dang balanced, you know? Nothing overly evil, the common spats with parents, disagreements with friends, drifting apart, etc. Then for good, you're actually kind to lesser beings. Always a good sign that you aren't a psychopath killer. You know, it's true, it all starts with hurting something that's smaller than you and not realizing it's bad. Empathy. People lack empathy. Normally they come down to me for a couple of decades and I sort them right out. Some light behavior therapy, you know? Nothing like what you guys used to do in the past. Oh boy, you guys have quite the history. See, we are kinda age specific, so I get the people who are on the younger side of the usual life expectancy. You know, lobotomies were a thing. I get the heebie-jeebies when I think about them too much. Yuck.
Please! You're frightening them. They're confused and very upset. You're too casual when it comes to these kinds of things. How lucky I am to get paired up with you every time there's a little lost soul wandering around. It's clear that you need time to think. Talk over what's happened. That's okay. We can be here for you. If you need us to go away, you can simply say, "Leave me alone," out loud. And to bring us back, you say, "My angel return for myself." And then you say, "My demon return for her." We are at your beckon. We have technically grown up around you. We get little flashes of your life. It's hard to explain, but it's not a guardian angel. However, more of a lookout. You're a very curious individual. It's a shame that it was interrupted. You'd have done well. But worry not. There's no need for tears or upset, hey? Oh. In moments like these, it can be hard to comfort another soul. I will tell you a story similar to yours. There was a girl. She had the most beautiful long hair, always smiling and happy, a bit younger than you. Every morning during the week, she would be so excited because she has school. It brought her so much joy being able to see her friends, and the teachers were so kind and caring, and she was able to get a full meal. That's because when she returned home, there would be no food and an empty house. She was not looked after. Until one day, as she slept with nothing but a pillow, it got too cold for her. She never woke up. Then, in contrast to that girl, there was one who spent half of her life in and out of hospital. Some people were born unlucky and their bodies can't keep up with the world. It wasn't the parents' fault, just random chance. She was able to keep up with schoolwork from her bedside. But the coughing, it kept getting worse and worse until my lungs couldn't keep up anymore. However, my dear lost soul, do you think we mourn what could have been Of course we did, at one point. However, it's hard to process your emotions at this moment. What I'm trying to say is, we need to look forwards in this moment. You have a choice to make. You can come with me. You can go with her. Or stay.
Oh, she loves telling that story about me. Yeah, not all of us got lucky and school was the best thing that ever happened. I loved my teacher. I still remember her name. I wouldn't be very presentable for class, so she would sneak me a toothbrush and hairbrush so I could get myself looking all ship-shaped in the morning. She'd be annoyed if she found out what my job was. Soul collector. Ironic, since I lost mine through no fault of my own. That's kind of the requirement to be one of us.
Shush!
Find out about that a little later if you just, make your choice. I guess the jig is up. Look, you're destined for something greater than just kinda popping off to heaven or heck. You're one of us. Well, you're about to be. We are soul collectors. It's as it sounds. Basically, you will be assigned a soul. It calls us. We know where they are hiding. It's instincts, I guess you could say. If you choose to come with me, you'd follow me around and I'd teach you the ropes. How it all works. Even how to get paid when you're off sick. We are rare. Few and far between. It's been roughly 13 years since I've had the opportunity to meet a new one of us. It will be nice to introduce you to everyone. That's if you come to my side.
And as for my side, well, you get the pleasure of meeting your other half. We are the angels, as described. We come with adorable little wings and halos. When you're a soul keeper, you get assigned to your adjacent demon. You will get to know them incredibly well. As for our sub-factions, well, it's better for you to acquire as many souls as possible. And that's why we're kind of bickering. It's not really majorly important for a soul keeper what side they play on. However, for your average mortal, well, there's a lot of debating. Normally, it comes down to what you guys call sins. They are more of a scripture and level of degrees. How to explain it? Think of it like how badly you meant to hurt someone or cause harm. That's when you'll get a spanking for it.
Like she said, though, it's hard to explain it all. Look, between you and us, you can change your vocation, okay? There's no commitment to either side.
We aren't supposed to...
Look, you get told about this when you've actually picked a side. It's hard to reveal it all to you in one go. Just try to relax and understand. It's no biggie at the end of the ethereal day. You've had a big moment. Why not take a moment to think to yourself? Think it through. We will still be here for you.
So what will it be? Will you come with me?
Or will you come with me?